In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Later on in the service, Barbara will be saying a little bit about what we did at Holiday Club. You can see these characters here on both sides. These were painted by Annie, who was very good at art. And we had a wonderful time this week. We had 30 volunteers who helped us with our Holiday Club. So if you couldn't be with us, you missed out. We had a great time together. And we had about 80 plus children come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the amount of organisation involved in these things is incredible, because everything is in multiples of 80, can you imagine? And you have to keep them occupied for the whole time. These are little children. So thank you for those who prayed for it, and also for those who helped it. We had a great time. I was thinking yesterday that I encountered a little bit about the kingdom of God this week with the children, teaching them things that they just don't understand or know about. So we are going to reflect a little bit on the Lord's Prayer today. And many of these children do not know the Lord's Prayer. We had a baptism yesterday here of two wonderful children. And as the family gathered, the reason it was significant was because the brother of the mum who came yesterday was murdered last year, just over the back here, taken out with a knife. And the family decided, in some form of reconciliation, that they should come and they would want to have these little lives baptized. And they were here last week. And so we pray for their formation. As we were baptizing the children, I realized actually here is something of the kingdom of God, which allows a family to move on even after significant loss through murder. And today we encounter Jesus' teaching on prayer. The disciples came to him and they said, "Teach us to pray." But you know, I was thinking about me being here as a vicar. Perhaps one of the wishes for myself, in the time that we've got left, is that I would enable you to be people who have learned to pray. We can do so much else, but we can hugely miss the importance of just daily coming before the living God. So my challenge to you today, as we reflect on this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, do you have a prayer life? Do you know what it means to stop morning and evening and have a time with God? Do you know what it means, for example, to daily spend time in reading the scriptures? You see, it is a key element of our own Christian journey that we grow in faith, and that our faith is both private and public. So simply a question for you today. Do you know what it is to pray? And do you pray daily? If you don't, and by the way, there are people who've been coming to church for years and years and years, and they know everything what we're about here. They can correct me in the sort of things that I do wrong. They know all the outwards, if you like, organization of what it means to be Church of England, but they've never really learned to pray. They haven't got a prayer life. They haven't got a relationship with God which allows them to call him Father. Something that's intimate and real. And so, a challenge for you for August, for those of you who do not pray on a daily basis. So, Lyndon, do I pray daily? Susan, do you pray daily? John, do you pray daily? Is your life centered, first of all, in the call that Jesus said, first of all, call God Father and hallowed be your name? Do you pray? And I would challenge you to use our little 5 minutes of prayer, morning and evening. It's wonderfully instructive, but very, very simple. All you have to do is to find a quiet place, sit down, and do it daily. Morning, and ideally evening as well. So, for you, do you pray? Is your life first centered in a rhythm of daily prayer? Because it's the call of Jesus on all of us to know him and to be rooted in daily prayer. Now, I know there are some people here who are wonderful prayer warriors and who could teach me a great deal about prayer. But for those of us who don't, who just come to church, but there is not much beyond what we do here in your daily walk with God, I would encourage you to use this simple prayer life daily during August. And by the way, it will be a challenge. You will start out for the first couple of days and it will go relatively easy, but by the end of the week you will want to stop doing it and you will fill your life with all sorts of other stuff that will be a distraction and will want to fill your attention. But I would challenge you to do it and see what a difference it can make. On the front of the sheet, there are some questions in relation to the Lord's Prayer. And it asks you, as you say the words, in response to those words, well, what does this mean for you? And I, again, would take it and read it, because it will be very challenging. Prayer is the most democratic thing that the church offers us. What I mean by that? What I mean by that, it's available to every person, regardless of status, of education, regardless of anything. Prayer is something that all of us can do, even if we are locked up in a prison or we have the freedom of a lifestyle that you and I enjoy. Prayer is wonderfully democratic, but central to the heart of what it means to be Christian. And Jesus taught us what it meant to call God Father. I was thinking about this prayer today, the Lord's Prayer. It would have been said in the trenches of battle by people maybe who were facing death. It would have been said on a ship maybe that was in a storm and at risk of sinking, maybe the last thing that was said. We know that it was said by the astronauts as they left Earth to go to the moon. Many, many times I've come to a family in desperation in an IT unit, and the last thing that we've shared together as the life passes out of that person in that unit is the Lord's Prayer. And it's wonderfully united and formative. So, in August, can I encourage every person here to discover a new level of prayer? If you've got no idea how to really begin, and many people have, use the document that I've put out. Just the other day, I was walking past the church and I realized that already autumn is on its way. These are acorns. Now, if I was to take just one of these acorns and put it in some earth, water it, nurture it, we before long it would germinate. And what would it give me eventually? It would give me an oak tree. Is that correct? Wonderful. And you realize that one acorn that can produce an oak tree could produce enough oak trees, not just to fill the land around here, but literally, if it was time allowed, to fill the whole planet with oak trees. That's the rule of multiplication. And actually, if we gave it enough time and we had the means, it could fill the whole universe with oak trees. That's how powerful this little seed is. One little seed planted in the ground, called an acorn, could multiply enough trees to fill the whole of the United Kingdom and our world, simply because of the rule of multiplicity that comes through this. How simple. And the same is true with the power of prayer. And if you really know the power of prayer, and many of us live anxious, frenetic lives, if you really know the power of prayer, all of a sudden, as you do this on a daily basis, you would suddenly find that your anxiety that you live daily would become significantly less. Those things that stress your heart and preoccupy your mind would suddenly become much less important because you've rooted your life in the hallowed be thy name. I pray that we will all do this. I pray that it will become real for us. And by the way, do you know the most powerful prayer that you can ever pray? It's just one line. Here it is. The most powerful prayer that you can ever pray. Here it is. It goes like this. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Three words. An acorn of prayer that has such potential. Thy kingdom come. So whatever you're facing today, and you may not be able to articulate the words around it to form any prayer, because it stresses you so much, let me encourage you to pray this prayer. Thy kingdom come. So for me today, the children of Gaza, thy kingdom come. The future of St. Andrews, thy kingdom come. The stress that I'm facing at home, my relationships, the uncertainty, what choices do I make? Thy kingdom come. The crisis in the NHS, and the broken healthcare system, thy kingdom come. What of the next month, Lord? What will happen to us and to me? Where will things go? Thy kingdom come. You see, when you're praying that prayer, you're saying, God's order that exists in heaven, come down to earth. My career, Lord, my kingdom come. The broken marriage that I'm involved with, thy kingdom come. The family that came here yesterday, whose brother was murdered just a few meters away, thy kingdom come. Have you got it? It can be transformative. Here is a prayer the Lord's Prayer that orders our life. We must put God's name first. Hallowed be thy name. We must strive to do his will in all things, at all times. Thy kingdom come. We must be strengthened by spiritual food, or otherwise we will fall. Give us our daily bread. We must be agents of forgiveness. We must be agents of forgiveness. Forgive us our sins. And we must be able to stand against the darkest powers. Deliver us from evil. I pray in August that those of you who have been coming to church for a very long time and really do not have any prayer life will discover what it really means to pray. And our prayer, and my prayer for you today is, Lord, teach us. Teach us to pray. Amen.